G'day, Reece Down here, and welcome to episode 39 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And just before we get into today's episode, make sure you go to operatoredge.com/selection. I'm running a trial for my Indefatigable course, all right? So you can get in and trial the program. It'll cost you a whole dollar, and you get quite a lot of value out of that. It's not so much a trial because you get lifetime access to module one and a few other things, training programs and whatnot. So it's not time constricted in any way. All right. But it's actually a trial for myself as well. I've never done this for my program. So at the moment, I'm just going to run it until tomorrow, being Friday, the 24th of June. All right. So make sure you check that out, operatoredge.com/selection. There'll be a link there. All right, but let's get into today's episode. And today's episode is about, I'm going to touch on the SFET again and the SFET interview. It sort of follows up from last episode of the podcast when I went through the layout of SFET and what you're going to do on the day. All right, so as part of that, you're going to do an interview, like an exit interview at the end. All right, so once you've completed everything, hopefully you've passed everything, and you're going to do a little interview at the end. I've got a couple of questions about this recently, and one of the boys emailed in, and he wanted some ease in my program, and he wanted some guidance on the interview panel, and you know, talking about strengths and weaknesses and what he might have to offer for the unit, all right? And he said he was struggling to sort of put something together, and he was thinking about trying to be funny and referencing some dark humor or something to sort of lighten the situation. So he wasn't sure about that. And just on that, I wouldn't try and be funny, all right? If humor is one of your strengths, I would say that, all right? In the interview, I wouldn't actually try and be funny, okay? But he also mentioned that, that they've heard they're going to have guys that who are conducting the interview are going to be guys that have just finished Rio or on Rio, and I've heard of that happening before. All right, so it's an interesting one. First, I would say, in preparation for that interview, is don't overthink it. All right, they're not out to get you. All right, and it's not really a make or break as well, okay? Unless you said something completely and utterly fucking ridiculous, like you want to get in the unit just to kill as many fuckers as you can, that would be a fail. But it's not really a make or break, and they're not out to get you. You know, they're not trying to get you in some kind of catch you out and come back to something later on and bring it up on selection or anything like that, all right? They just want to know a little bit about you and why you're applying for SF. Like, people in SF want to know who wants to get in there, what kind of dudes and what kind of girls are applying, all right? And they're going to marry that info up with your SFET scores, okay? And they're going to go through the SFET scores as well, all right? They just want some insight as to the type of people, candidates, that are applying for selection and their backgrounds and life experiences, et cetera. And I actually just had, on that point, I just had someone else who's he's a foreign national. He's trying to get Australian citizenship, and he emailed me this morning, I think it was, and he was asking about, you know, because he wasn't born in Australia, is that going to be a hindrance? And my response was absolutely not, okay? If you're from a different country and you're going to bring different experiences, all right, not to mention the a different language, but you're just bringing a different different skill sets and different points of view to the unit, okay? So if that's you, don't in any way think that that's going to hinder your chances, okay? Because it's all about how you go on selection in Rio, not where you're from, all right? So if anything, it's just a positive, okay? Because you're bringing different things to the unit, so that's great. But back to the interview, and one thing to consider too is that they also want to know if anything's going on in your personal life, all right? That could affect you or possibly affect you on selection, right? If so, they might say to you that you have to sort that out first, right? If you've got a lot of personal issues like, you know, a custody battle or whatever the case may be, okay, that's going to, affect you a lot, or it might affect you on selection and particularly Rio, they might say sort that out first, right? Because they don't want to have people that, get through selection, then all of a sudden they can't fully commit to Rio, all right, which you need to be 100% all in. You can't have any sort of anything else going on. It's just too hard to get through. So they're the kind of things that they want to know as well, all right? So it's kind of screening you in that way on this exit interview. But again, just don't overthink it, all right? Don't think that they're just trying to trip you up somehow and catch you out in some kind of way, all right? And if they are the dudes from Rio's or from the Rio last year, or they're doing Rio now, if they've just finished it, they know how you feel, all right? So they've just been in that situation, so they know the stress you're under, all right? So again, don't overthink it. Just be on it. Be honest, okay? Don't lie. Like, if you're talking about strengths and weaknesses and what you could possibly bring to the unit, don't lie, okay? Don't try to tell them what you think that they want to hear, right? Like, guys, you know, fuck that up, all right? Just tell them what you think. Honestly, what you think, all right? So, in regards to your strengths, it might be that, you know, you're good to go physically. You've got all the physical attributes covered. You might be a great team player. You know, you might be good at lightening up a shitty situation with some humor, okay? Maybe you're a great problem solver. Maybe you're good under stressful conditions, whatever the case may be, all right? So really do a self-assessment there and gather some thoughts and ideas there. And let's look at your weaknesses, all right? Maybe you've had to work hard at pack marching. Maybe, you know, physically pack marching wasn't your best, so you've worked hard at that. Maybe you're too self-critical. Right, maybe you get frustrated easily, all right, which is probably me. Maybe you're too introverted or too analytical, you know. I wouldn't see those as a weakness, but you might, okay? So that's what they want to know, what you think your strengths and weaknesses are, all right? But what you want to do is just do a thorough self-assessment. And one good way to do that is you want to write down your strengths and weaknesses and what you could possibly bring to the unit. Like, you write that down yourself and then ask other people, okay? So don't tell them what you've written, but you can go and ask others and ask them what they think that your strengths and weaknesses are, okay? So find out from close family members and friends and colleagues, all right? See what they think and see, you know, how that marries up to what you think, all right? And it's probably going to be pretty close, but you might get some insight from other people, okay? Because sometimes, you know, people can get in their own way and you might not see certain things other people can. So definitely do that. Write down or have a think about what you think about in regards to your strengths and weaknesses. Ask other people and you might get some really valuable insight there, okay? But again, just to wrap it up, don't overthink it. No one is out to get you yet. All right, so relax, all right, go through the activity, have your answers ready when you turn up for the interview. Hopefully you've done really well on the entry test, and know that you could be a valuable member of Special Operations, all right, if you do the work and if you're prepared for the selection course, okay? And if you do all that, I think you'll be fine, okay? I think you'll be ready and you'll get through that interview process without a problem. Okay, so that's it for this episode. Episode 39. Make sure, like I said before at the start, check out operatoredge.com/selection. I've got a trial going for my Indefatigable course. It's not free. It's going to cost you a whole buck, but you get a really good training program out of that that I sort of haven't released previously, okay? So unless you're in my Indefatigable course, you won't have it. So go check it out. There'll be a link up there for you to trial it for a whole dollar. If you have any questions, make sure you hit me up, Reese@operatoredge.com, which is RHYS@operatoredge.com. Or you could hit me up on one of the socials, Instagram, Reese_Dowden is probably the best one there. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Hope you got a lot out of this and you can prepare for the SFET interview. And I will see you in the next episode. Thanks.